Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Going to be thunderstorms later on today. Just saw where Peyton Manning has invested in the women's soccer. Did you see this?
I did not.
You know what? This guy, I swear, he's got a horseshoe in his butt because this guy is so lucky. He's about to make another $1 billion probably. You know, you and I can't find a business that we can go into, Jamie.
Well, what they say,
dirt take off?
They say the rich only get richer.
Yes, they do.
The rich only get richer.
All right, so Peyton Manning has now invested in the new soccer team here, the women's soccer team, that's about to take shape here in Denver.
The Denver franchise, the new franchise in the National Women's Soccer League. They don't have any players yet. No coach, no team name, or official colors. But they do have a stadium complex plan in place and a very strong ownership group, including Colorado ski champion Michaela Schifrin.
Great.
And another investor and part owner was revealed today. Former Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, the way they announced it was simply fantastic. Peyton called his brother Eli, who is part owner of the NWSL Gotham Football Club in New York, and the Manning brothers rivalry, it's back.
Going to make $1 billion. How do we get in on this?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's how it went down at home. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So Betty Manning was sitting there, right? And so she's putting on her mascara and she has her mouth open, okay? She's like,
yeah.
You're going to buy a girl's soccer hat, are you? And then now she's over to the other eye. Oh, real nice. All those hot young girls in shorts.
Yeah. I could just see me going home and talking to my wife and saying, hey, let's put a little money in a women's soccer team.
Yeah.
See how far that goes.
How's that going to go?
I don't know.
You know Betty Manning is not happy about this. Really? You had to go with women? You couldn't go with men?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this thing will make a buku of money.
You know what this is called? Midlife crisis.
Yeah. He's going to be up in the owner's box.
It's his
every game.
Corvette is what this is. It's a Commodore's Corvette.
Here's that phone call between Eli Manning and Peyton Manning yesterday.
Yo, what's up, Peyton?
Remember you were telling me the reason you like the NWSL is because you didn't have to compete with me?
Yeah. Why?
Well,
you stupid son of a...
Hey, Eli, what's your language?
That was so off the cuff, wasn't it?
It's so natural.
It was. It really was.
Those two, I swear. God.
They are funny, though.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're entertaining.
Yeah,
they are.
I agree.
Yeah, but you know he's going to make a fortune on this.
What's the
this
forgotten team. Son?
Cooper.
Cooper. Bad for him.
Cooper had some problems early.
Well, didn't he get injured?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he got injured. I think he had some medical issues, too, though.
Probably the injury.
I don't know. Well, beyond that, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you have some gossip on Cooper?
Well, no, I just know over the years that I've read certain things that he possibly had some, I don't know, some medical issue.
Whoa, what? Like what?
That kept him from playing. And you know, Peyton's got a son.
Like a curvature of the spine? Remember, that was a whole thing.
Curvature of something. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I just had heard that over the years.
Yeah, spinal stenosis.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Whoa, I was just trying to make a joke about the curvature of the spine. Because remember when we were little, they brought you into the bathroom to see if your spine was crooked? And then it turned out it was.
Dead on.
You nailed it. I knew there was something. There was something that's in his past that that prevented him from playing football.
I wish that Peyton and Eli would do a better job involving him.
Cooper?
Yeah.
He's the Rusty of the group.
He is Rusty.
Rusty from the Jonas Brothers.
I mean, I didn't even know his name.
Yeah,
I mean,
Cooper.
At least you did, but don't you think that they should do a better job?
I do.
You know?
I do.
It's kind of mean.
I think he's got a son that's pretty good at sports, too. The whole family is, but yeah. I don't know. I mean...
But let's include Cooper, all right? Cooper,
yeah.
They tried to when they did the whole kickoff in the for the Super Bowl. Remember
they
were
that.
Doing that?
Yeah.
And he actually hosted the event. So yeah. That was his, like, oh, yeah, put me on the mic.
But it's kind of mean because, you know, when there's, like, three brothers or whatever, there's always two that, like, become closer and they leave out the third one.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happened. Eli and Peyton are bro bras, and then they're like, ugh, Cooper.
I mean, he could have easily called Cooper.
Exactly.
He didn't have to call Eli. We know Eli.
Right.
Call Cooper.
And it's
get
like
his name out there.
They just rub that they have money into his face.
Well,
like, sorry, Cooper, you're at the trailer park.
Funny you should bring that up. I wonder if he and Peyton and Eli peel off a little, you know, side change for Cooper.
Like they do Rob Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the right thing to do because you got to figure Peyton Manning's worth, what, $500 million? Eli, probably $250 million. And then there's little Cooper with his
Rob
crooked spine.
Rob Kardashian and Cooper Manning should sell socks together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a collab everyone wants.
No, you're right. You're right. That's
it.
Right there.
That's what we've been waiting for this
our
entire
whole
time.
Lives.
Cooper.
Who knew we needed that?
Yeah. All right. Well, Peyton Manning, he's in with the women's soccer.
We don't even have a name. We don't have colors. Nothing. We don't have a coach.
And he's going to make a ton of money. I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, he doesn't make bad decisions, I guess, right?
No, he actually doesn't, right? It seems like all his are pretty much gold.
Can you imagine what he makes just on endorsements?
No.
I mean, it's got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 75. He's on everything.
He is on everything.
It's got to be like $75 to $100 million a year.
Yeah. I'm sure he does well.
And he's
seems
been
like
doing
he's
that
fine.
For years. And there's no stopping it. He'll continue to make it. I will tell you this. I do admire how much he puts back into Denver.
That is true.
Into the community. Because he's here all the time. He's always involved in Denver activities. Because the guy, I mean, he really was known for being in Indianapolis.
Right, but now
Tennessee.
He lives here full-time, right? And his kids go full-time?
Yeah, but he puts a lot back into this community.
But don't you think he tries to hide the wife? Kind of stifles her a little bit.
You never see her.
That's because she's in a closet.
I don't know if there is a wife. I don't know. I don't know if there is one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it makes a lot of... All right, let's go to Tinder real quick here. What's the deal here? Heights?
So Tinder has now a new thing where you can eliminate short men from your profile.
That's so
I mean, from looking at the short men. Yeah, it's a new thing on Tinder. I don't use any dating apps or whatever, so I don't know a lot about Tinder. But now when you put in like the coordinates or whatever you call it, you know, it one of them is like they have to be tall.
So when you put in your screener.
Yeah.
You can put in how tall you want a person.
Right. And it's saying that it's eliminating all short men from dating.
That's height discrimination. You can't do that. I'm so glad I'm not in the dating game. It's so rough out there.
I know.
Doesn't some people at least have a short man fetish? I mean, aren't there some women out there that might have a short man fetish?
I don't think it's a thing.
Can it be?
Okay.
Can we start something? Maybe? All right, here's the story.
Short King Spring could be on its way out as popular dating app Tinder is going to include a new height filter. This new feature will allow its gold and premium members, aka those who pay for the service, to list height as a preference in their dating app profile settings. According to Tinder, the feature is a preference, not a hard filter, so it doesn't explicitly block or exclude profiles outside a certain height range.
The company told Newsweek, "We're always listening to what matters most to our Tinder users, and testing the paid height difference is a great example of how we're building with urgency, clarity, and focus. Height filters aren't new for dating apps. They've been around on apps like Hinge and Bumble for years, but still the new Tinder filter has sparked intense debate online."
So it's not new.
Well, for other apps, but new for Tinder. But the thing is it's because it's really popular, Tinder is. And so people are saying it's, like you said, Carson, it's discrimination and short guys, you know, they're good people. But then somebody brought up this. Well, what if you put in amount of money they made? And, you know, because listen, if you have a short guy with money, I got my own money. I don't need that. But if you put a short guy with money, nobody's going to care about somebody's height.
That's exactly right.
Now, is this men and women or just men?
I don't know.
It's anybody who pays. You have to have a certain level of, like, premium user.
No, the height thing. Is that for men and women both?
But men never care about height. It's not their thing.
But they could if they wanted to.
So they could, but men don't care about height. So one suggestion was what they do care about is weight. And so they wanted the option of a weight filter.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, well, that's not nice.
I want a 250 plus, man. we call them a tipper.
Some people say she ain't a lady if she ain't 280, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can't get on that scale. She'll bust it.
Although I will tell you, I've dated a couple of tall guys. You know one of them that I dated for a while. I don't suggest it. I mean, listen, if they're just stupid, I know he listens. He's not stupid. He's just got a lot. He's that guy that tells you about everything that bad is going on in his life.
Oh. Well, I know him. He's stupid.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. The app is free, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. If there's anything, I mean anything, that you miss on this show, go back to the podcast, and you can get it right there. First of all, I'm going to make a bold prediction here. Colorado Rockies are going to the World Series.
You know what? That's what Carson guessed yesterday.
No kidding?
Nope. Yeah.
Bring it on. Two in a row now. Yeah. Two in a row. We won again yesterday.
Yeah. I know. You called it yesterday, Carson. He's like, I think we're on our way to the World Series. He might. You know what? He might have that gift that you and I have.
Yeah, that intuition thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe
he
does.
It's going to be the greatest comeback ever.
Yeah. Right. I don't think he has it. Just between you and
no,
I.
No, you don't?
I don't think so. Okay. No. I mean, it's two in a row.
No.
And it's a sucky team called Miami. But I don't know.
No, we're going all the way to Rocktober. Here we come, baby.
Rocktober.
Well, time will tell. Time will tell. How about this story about these Chinese spies with this fungi they wanted to put in our food chain?
Okay, so here's the problem with this. What? I mean, obviously it's a problem. But because of AI, I thought it was a fake story yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
I'm with you.
I did. I was like, okay, I just watched that whole thing, introduction to AI, how they can make news anchors say stuff that isn't even true,
right?
And so I was like, well, this isn't a true story at all.
You know, that didn't dawn on me, and it should have, because I have that whole 24 to 48 hour window that I like to sit back and see what a news story develops into.
I didn't share it on purpose.
Yeah. I didn't think that way. It does sound like a movie plot, though, doesn't it?
Crazy.
Something like a James Bond movie or something. You've got two Chinese people that were arrested in Michigan because they had a fungi that they were going to put into the supply, our food chain supply, and just contaminate everything.
And they were University of Michigan students, right? And they were going to research
it there?
Yeah,
scholars.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. Here's the story, by the way.
Short King Spring could
wait,
be that, on
that's,
its way.
That's about tender.
Whoa,
that's, that's short. I didn't even know there was a Short King Spring.
No idea.
Hold it for something.
I know there was Hot Girl Summer, but I missed Short King Spring.
All right, here we go. The Chinese fungus.
My name is Yun Qingjie.
33-year-old Yuxin Jian, a scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral research fellow in a lab at the University of Michigan. On Tuesday, inside federal court, charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. It's alleged her boyfriend, 34-year-old Yangyang Lu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling a dangerous fungus into the country. Fusarium graminearum attacks barley, corn, and wheat, and could be used for purposes of agroterrorism.
No.
So I also heard that it could be harmful to humans. Not only like to agriculture, but to harmful to humans as well.
I heard it could kill people.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. From what I read, it could be like 10 times worse than the virus was, the COVID, that it could absolutely shut down our whole supply chain.
What's
when it comes
going
to food.
On with that?
I don't know.
Agro-terrorism? That's a new one.
Agro. Anything with agro-terrorism.
Agricultural terrorism.
Good.
I mean, we've heard threats about, you know, tainting our water. I said taint. Our water supply, taking down the power grid. But I never thought about crops and, like, you know, grains being tainted.
Yeah, and from what I read, it was extremely dangerous for human consumption.
Yeah, that's what
Not only did it kill off these, you know, the barley and wheat and corn, but it was just really a dangerous thing. And I wonder how they caught them. That's really crazy that you would even be able to catch him.
Maybe when he took off his feet, they saw athlete's foot, and they were like, whoa, that's a fungus.
You gotta get that tested.
You know, we have to take off your shoes, and some people don't wear their socks, which is nasty.
Didn't they show some of the fungus or something in little baggies or something yesterday? I thought I saw a picture with little baggies with fungus in it.
Oh,
something like
God,
that.
Yeah, there's three baggies, and they all have plant material inside of them.
Yeah,
or four
that's,
baggies,
that's
sorry.
The fungi.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that they were on Southwest, right? And they were flying over, and she's like, you're a fungi.
Jamie, it's not funny. Our food chain, our supply could be completely damaged.
Here's the thing.
Destroyed.
If you think that's the only one, then y'all are dumb.
Exactly. No kidding.
Because you know there are different kinds of things. I mean, and listen, the scariest part is how they're buying up land all around our military bases and we're letting it happen.
Yeah.
They own so much land in the U.S. It's so crazy.
I watched that Selling Sunset or whatever, and they're always like, well, he wants to buy this, you know, $800 million plot of land, and they're like, he's Chinese. It's going to be a little difficult, but we can push it through.
We're just letting it happen.
I don't know, man. This is scary, though. When I saw this story yesterday about the food supply chain being completely wrecked, I mean, just complete havoc in this country, that is a scary proposition right there.
It is. Did you think, like, what would you do? Did you do that? Because I did. I was like, okay, I have a cabin. That's where I'm going to go. But then I'm like, I don't have, like, supplies out there.
I got some I'll sell you.
And well, I was like, well, I can catch fish, but they're going to, what if they do something to the water?
No, yeah. I got some of those supplies that last 25 years
in
the basement.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, in the baggies?
I've got some boxes.
Just add hot water?
Yeah, well, I've never broken them out yet to taste them because I got a feeling they suck.
They suck.
Yeah.
The MREs.
But you know, in a pinch, I think they would do.
Because my son, they take them hiking when they do 14ers, and they're like, ugh.
My wife bought like three cases of these.
Yeah.
And so they're just sitting in the basement. Now, we've already used up 2 years because she bought them 2 years ago and they last 25.
Yeah.
So I only have a shelf life of 23 years.
Oh.
So something needs to happen soon.
But, you know, because I know that we have that seed vault, right? In the United States, we have that the world's biggest seed vault where we keep one seed of everything in case that everything dies or whatever. But maybe we need to like keep some seeds on us. So we can, like, grow our own crops.
That's not a bad idea. If you have, like, a bug-out bag or, like, BJ has, like, his MRE meals, you should have seeds there, too.
What do I have?
Your MRE meals.
What's an MRE?
I think it's meal ready eat.
Yeah.
Meal. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Ready to eat meal.
I'm ready.
Ram.
Yeah. Crazy story. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash. We'll do it next.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Did you know that people injected stuff into their, not into their noses, but on the bridge of their nose to get rid of bumps and stuff since the turn of the 20th century?
No.
Yeah. It says women didn't like the bumps and divots in their nose, so they'd inject oils and waxes. Well, now they've perfected it, and the FDA, they cleared this use in 2003, and it's called liquid rhinoplasty.
Never heard of it.
Me either, but I've never had a big bump, but I could see people if they had like a divot or whatever.
Yeah. Since when? The 19th century?
Yeah, 20th. It says back to the turn of the 20th century.
A long time ago.
I wouldn't think anybody even... Anyway. All right, so here's the deal, though. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you guys, I am telling you, this is going to be a thing. It is going to be a thing, and I know this because my girlfriend, who is scheduled to get a breast augmentation, if you will, she breastfed 5 children. And so when you breastfeed 5 children, there's going to be some... How she describes it as this, okay?
Yeah.
She describes it as she could... I haven't seen them. But after 5 kids, that she could roll them up like a turkey roll up, all the way up here. She'd take them down here, roll it all the way up like a turkey roll up, and then put a clamp on it.
Oh, there should be a website for that.
And put like a hair clip on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just keep it up here.
Chip clip?
Yeah, chip clip. Yeah.
Good idea.
So she's obviously getting a breast augmentation. That's what we call it.
Wow.
But here's the deal, it's going to be just like Kylie's. Yesterday, and she called her doctor and changed it. Kylie gave out her boobie blueprint.
No kidding.
Yeah. Kylie, it was the weirdest thing. So this girl went on Instagram and she said, Kylie Jenner, here's a weird question. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to degrade you in any way. I don't mean to say anything mean or anything, but you have the best breasts that look completely normal. They look natural. Could you please give any of us, because I'm thinking, this girl said this, I'm thinking of getting my breasts done. Could you please tell me what you did, who you went to, and what you did? So Kylie Jenner, who, this is really cool she did this, because most people deny it, right?
Right.
So Kylie Jenner came on and said, here's what I did. I went to Dr. Garth Fisher. I think he's in Marina Del Rey. I got 445 cc's.
Okay.
She said, I got half of it put under the muscle, half and half. So half over the muscle, half under the muscle. And she said, and I had them done in silicone.
There you go. Boom.
The Kylie Jenner boobie blueprint.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
This is going to catch on.
So what does my girlfriend do with her, you know, what do you call those, turkey wraps?
Or fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups, yeah. Better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she called her doctor, and then they just revised her old surgery. She's doing the half in, half out under the muscle thing.
Yeah.
I thought, and this is the only thing I told her, because it concerns me, is, but it's not my boobs, not my body, her choice. I would be afraid to put silicone in my body. Because, you know, the rage now is saline, because if they burst, you only get salt water, right, in your body, and it just expels. But silicone is like ooey and gooey. It seems like it would...
Slime.
Yeah, it would, like, attach to stuff. But,
yeah,
you know?
I would, too, but...
I didn't even know they made silicone breast implants anymore.
I'm taking notes over here. All this is just so interesting to me.
Although, I don't know. Yours look great. It looks like you had a good job done.
I did 700 cc. Are you kidding me? Take a look. Woo!
I feel like
450 cc sounds like a motorcycle to me.
It does. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I got myself a 450 cc.
I feel like I'm one of the only women left on the planet that has boobs that aren't fake.
Well, no, Lisa does, right? Not everybody.
But when you look at me, no, Brie does not have, no.
She's got a nice rack.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like them. Yeah. I feel the same way.
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. Chanel, way to stay quiet, pal.
No.
Attaboy.
No, Brie has,
attaboy.
Brie has a great rap.
Yeah, no. Well, thank you, Jamie.
Anyway, so yeah, but people are now changing their whole augmentation plan. People are now going back to silicone. This just happened yesterday, and they're saying that every plastic surgeon are getting phone calls of these women going crazy, going, I want half of it under the muscle. I want silicone now. And they're like, what just happened? Because, you know, these doctors are oblivious, right? They don't know what happened. And all of a sudden, their phones are blown up like, what? You want me to order silicone now?
I want the Kylie special.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got to be exactly 450? Are you really?
Yep, 450 cc's. Mm. Yep. Mm. Anyway, so that's that. But I do like that Kylie was honest, and I do like she even told it was Dr. Fish. Dr. Fish is going to blow up.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Busy.
Yeah, and I do like she just gave everybody exactly what she did.
It's cool.
That is, cool. I like it a lot. All right, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? Oh, Wicked for Good, the second installment. The trailer is out, and, oh, I forgot to tell Schmidel, get it.
I don't think it's been dropped yet. It's coming out today.
It's coming out today. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so anyway, Wicked for Good. So if you love that first Wicked, be prepared for number two. Remember how it says to be continued at the end? I just looked at my sister and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
So the crazy part is they're actually opening some movie theaters up today.
Just to see the trailer?
Just for the trailer. I kid you not.
Come on.
I kid you not.
Really?
Yep.
Ugh. I mean, it was fine. Listen, all the graphic, you know, it was amazing. That part was amazing. The storyline, these monkeys, they turn into birds or something.
Wasn't
there
like,
turn into monkeys? I don't know what
happened. Whole thing about how, you know, you either loved it or you hated it.
Well, I went with hate.
There was no in between with Wicked.
And maybe I'm just not deep enough to enjoy it.
And didn't they have that? Like action figure or something they had to take back because they had a porn site on the box.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was a shame.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Cardi B says that she had to divorce Offset. And here's what she said. Number four.
Last year, I felt like I was like naked walking down running down the street. And I was like just running and running and running. And I don't know. I just felt so weird last year. Felt really, really weird. Like I was getting frequent headaches. I was literally losing my mind. And I gave it chances after chances after chances after chances after chances after chances. If I was still there, I was gonna end up going to jail. Cause I was gonna end up killing them. Seriously, with my own bare hands. Cause it was just getting so
man, she sounds down.
She sounds like she was going to kill him with her own bare hands.
Okay.
She's set on him and then just choke him out, I guess. I don't know.
Should have given him another chance.
Well, here's what they were saying is that she, you know, she was at that. Well, I mean, she still is so uber popular. But, you know, she had a hit out and all this. And then you find out that your boyfriend or baby daddy or husband, whatever he is, is cheating on you, like, and you're like the bigger than life right now. That's humiliating.
Yeah, the timing was bad.
It is bad. Yeah,
really
so
bad.
She was really sad during that time. I guess she named her child, her little girl. We didn't know the name. Is it Blossom? Because she accidentally spilled the beans, and she's like, he hasn't even seen Blossom but one time since she's been born.
Yeah, it is Blossom.
Yeah, Blossom. There's an old show called Blossom. It was that girl that hosted Jeopardy for a while. Remember her?
No.
She's also on that science show.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, Blossom. Come on. Yeah. Joey Lawrence. Was it Joey Lawrence on it?
I think so.
Was it Joey Lawrence? It might not have been. Anyway, but Blossom. And then Blossom went on to be on that science show that was really popular. It's so popular. It's in reruns.
Big Bang.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she's one of the girlfriends.
My Umbilic, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
And then she also hosted Jeopardy. Fun facts with Jamie. All right, listen, McDonald's snack wraps are returning July 10th.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
So good.
Honey mustard. So good. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I love this, Jamie. This is something we should do for our show. Apologize before we get something wrong. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
That's the best way to handle it.
Morning show.
There's a guy down in Florida that's a meteorologist. He went on TV yesterday and said that the budget cuts has really affected the weather department. They can no longer forecast accurately with the weather.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because they had budget cuts. That's a good move on his part.
Was he talking about NOAA or whatever it's called?
Yeah. He was talking about the National Weather Service offices in Tampa and Miami, and he's talking about hurricane season coming and how we wouldn't be able to get it right on the path and the destruction or what the forecast.
I mean, he's not wrong. There were huge cuts with that.
Right.
And people are complaining about it. That's great for the weathermen because they don't have to be accurate at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. What's your excuse over the last 5 years? You got those wrong. Listen to this guy explain how the forecasting of the hurricane season is going to be absolutely impossible.
Let's talk about the federal government cuts to the National Weather Service and to NOAA. Did you know that Central and South Florida National Weather Service offices are currently basically 20 to 40% understaffed? From Tampa to Key West, including the Miami office, 20 to 40% understaffed. Now, this type of staffing shortage is having impacts across the nation because there's been a nearly 20% reduction in weather balloon releases, launches, that carry those radio sons. And what we're starting to see is that the quality of the forecasts is becoming degraded. There's also a chance, because of some of these cuts, that NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft will not be able to fly this year, and with less reconnaissance missions, we may be flying blind, and we may not exactly know how strong a hurricane is before it reaches the coastline.
Folks, you're on your own.
Now, that's pretty crappy.
You're on your own.
You know?
Wow.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because none of us think about the cuts like if it doesn't affect us, right? But actually, it does affect us. That's not good.
No kidding. We're not going to be able to fly these planes into hurricanes?
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy. Isn't there a tropical depression or something?
Yeah.
I always say I have that every year.
Yeah.
Tropical depression.
Yeah. It's brewing, they say. I think her name is Andrea or something like that.
Oh, I thought it was a man.
I'm not sure. Mm. I saw it on one of my feeds yesterday, and they said it's going to enter the Gulf of America very soon.
I don't know.
But according to this meteorologist, we're going to continue to get the forecast wrong, folks.
Shocker!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.